Hi, I'm Tara Schmidt, a registered dietitian and host of On Nutrition, a podcast from Mayo Clinic where we dig into the latest nutrition trends and research to help you understand what's health and what's hype. There's a lot of wild stuff out there, so we'll be keeping it science-based, research-informed, and practical. Mayo Clinic's On Nutrition. New episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts. Hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
Welcome back to another episode of On the Sidewalk. I'm Chels.
I'm Kat.
And we're back, baby.
We're back, baby. And I have a bone to pick with you bitches. Y'all said my energy has been off. Well, it has. I couldn't open my mouth last week. And then 2 weeks ago, I wasn't in a good mood. Fucking sue me. We're back, though.
We caught her in a good mood, y'all. Also, I went on a long-ass 10,000-step walk this morning. Started my day with a walk. It's sunny and 80 degrees outside. I was getting shit done. My apartment looks good. So, like, I'm just
the endorphins. Your apartment looks good as fuck.
Thank you. The endorphins are next level this week. Happy Memorial Day, actually.
It's Memorial Day weekend. I'm actually hosting events here in New York. Oh. I'm hosting events here in Vegas, like pool parties. I'm going out for the first time. I got my period today, so that's not very sexy. But you know what? At least I'm alive. I'm cleansing out all the bullshit. That's what my period is for me. So we're good. We're good.
Oh my God. Wait. On my walk, guess who I ran into?
Your ex?
Oh. Imagine.
I wanted to start drama.
And on the sidewalk, listener.
See, that's crazy. I have yet to meet one. So whenever you tell me this, I'm like, is this real?
No, besides, shout out. At the club. Okay, shout out to Karen. Hi, Karen. I told her I would say hi.
Hi, Karen.
She said she listens to us every week. She was a big fan of you, and that's how she found me. And now she listens to the podcast, and she puts it on her TV. And she was so cute. I loved her. She's an auntie. She was like, I'm 59, turning 60 next year. I was like, I love you.
She's 25.
And she's like, and I love you guys' podcast. A very sweet interaction on the walk this morning.
Yeah.
So we're doing Q&A today. You guys sent
in
actually
a full Q&A episode, which I'm really excited about.
I didn't mean to say actually, but I was going to say, you guys actually sent in really good questions.
I know. That's why I tried to cut you off. I mean, she don't mean that.
It's the actually for me. Great questions. And we're going to get through as many as we can.
Well, we can make this one up. People say our episodes aren't long enough. So maybe this one can be longer because we have a lot of questions.
Yeah. We'll, what do you want to start with?
Ooh,
I'm like, we didn't really go through, like, I just want to, like, do my favorite ones, and then you can pick your favorite ones. I don't know. They might have some overlap, but.
Yeah, we'll just read it and see what happens.
Okay.
I haven't found one yet, so you go first.
Have you noticed a change in your friendship dynamic since the move? Coming in hot!
Crazy. Why did you start with that one? You could have started with, like, do I text my ex? He hates me. Like, why'd you start so intense?
Ooh, you know, okay. I like to just come in hot. So.
Okay. Okay. What is it? It's like, has our friend.
Like, you forgot. Have you noticed a change in your friendship dynamic since the move?
Well, yeah, it's different because I live in Vegas. I don't know. It's hard though, guys, because I've been like really sad the last couple of weeks, just like adjusting and trying to like figure out my life and my purpose. I don't know. So I've just been different in all my friendships. I think like we don't, when I was home, we were FaceTiming like every fucking day and she hated it.
Yeah.
She's like, you call me all the time. I said, I want to chat, bitch. Like, what the fuck? So I just haven't been calling anyone as much now. And we don't like, we used to get drunk once a week or like go out to lunch and stuff like once a week.
Well, so yeah. Different. Not being able to see each other in person kind of makes things different for sure.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And we definitely haven't been talking as much because, like, I feel like when you were here, we were chatting every single day. And now
every
it'll be
day,
like
yeah.
a few days go by when, like, we don't even say anything. So, yeah.
it's different. I'm like adjusting. I'm really not a good, I tell people this all the time, I'm not a good long distance friend. I'm a pop up when I pop up. Like, I'm not very good at like keeping in contact. But I still talk to you at least once a week, outside of having to do the podcast. Outside of that, we talk.
We still be chatting.
But it's different.
I mean, it's different. It's not, you're not here. So
I'm
that's
gone,
unfortunate.
Yeah, and then the time difference too. Like when I get my
that is annoying.
It's at night. And then all my friends are sleeping. Like, it's different with everybody. Like, when it's, like, 10 o'clock here, I'm ready to chat. Like, last night, Chelsea and I were on FaceTime. She goes, I have to go to bed now. I was like, wait, but I just got started. Like, I'm ready to chat. She went to bed because it was 1 a.m.
I was like, it's midnight, babe. I got to go.
Yeah.
Crazy? Yeah. But, you know, hopefully you come back soon.
Yeah, hopefully. We want to do another hopefully. Foreplay, you guys. Like, that's why I have to go back. That cannot be done virtually. Like, I'm trying to touch my man.
No. Yeah, we got to record some in person. It's just, like, the energy is different. And obviously, you said your energy was that personal energy. But, like, just the energy in general is obviously different in person. Even that's why I like recording in person.
Agreed. Like, even though I'm in such a really good mood today, the energy is still not going to feel the way that it would if we were in person.
Sadly. Yeah.
Okay. Let me check
okay.
the other one.
Which, okay. yeah, pick one.
Let's see. Oh, this is the one I told you I wanted to do. Do we say their names? No, we don't. You said that we don't do that. Okay. Important questions I should ask a white boy before committing to a relationship.
Oh.
Y'all know. I love me a white boy, but I also, before y'all start coming for me, I love a black boy, I love a mixed boy, I love a Latino boy.
Let them
I
know.
I would love to love an Asian man, but I haven't found one yet. I'm very open to all flavors of every cookie because I will take a bite, okay?
Disclaimer.
Now, disclaimer, because people love to come for me like, she hates black men. I don't, okay? Now, with that being said, there are some important questions that you need to ask white men. Number one, have you ever dated a black girl before? Number two, why are all of your ex-girlfriends black? Do you fetishize us? Like, what's the tea there? Because I met some white boys that only date black girls. And I'm like, well, why? You know what I mean? There needs to be a reason. Yes, I understand personal preference, but...
Yeah, but it's weird. A little weird. It's a little weird when all your exes look exactly like me. Like, even if it wasn't about race, if somebody was like, all my exes are 6 feet tall with short hair, I'd be like, that's fucking weird.
That's fucking weird.
Like,
yeah.
Anytime it gets that specific, it's weird. I've never seriously dated, barely casually dated white men. So, like, I don't know. I don't know the questions. I wouldn't even know what to ask. And, like,
that's it.
I don't.
Those are the two questions.
Oh, okay. I don't really want to be anybody's first anything at this point, especially if you're in your 30s. But I also can't really be a hypocrite because I'm like, I haven't dated a white man, so I can't really be like, and I'm your first black girl? How dare you?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's important, like, to piggyback off of this question. I would not want to date anyone who, if I'm not their type, like, we talked about this in one of our episodes, but it's very weird if I date a guy and he's never dated a black girl and I'm like, okay, well, what's your type? And he's like, I love, like, blonde hair, blue eyes, petite girls. Well, right. I'm 5'6", black as fuck, and I don't have blonde hair. So,
not today.
I might next week. I might have, you know.
Yeah. I don't know, though, because, like, what happens if they do say, like, okay, yeah, you're the first black girl I ever dated. What are you going to do? Like, if you like them.
I'm going to date them. Like, what do you mean? I know for a fact that probably won't be my husband because I'm telling you, I don't want to date a man. If he, like, I met this guy and he told me, I was like, oh, like, what's your celebrity crush, right? I love asking that question. Because if you say freaking Sabrina Carpenter to me, I'm going to be like, well, but I was talking to this guy and I was like, well, what's your celebrity crush? He's like, oh, no, it's like really embarrassing. I was like, who? He goes, Gabrielle Union, like Love and Basketball. I fucking love that movie and she's my celebrity crush. I can get behind that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know the questions. I'm the wrong person to ask. Sorry, girl.
All right, next question.
Google them. I'm sure you're not the first person to date a white man. Go on,
girl,
Swirl Talk.
Ask him one of the questions I just said. Do you like black girls? Have you ever dated a black girl? And what do your exes look like?
The exes is a good one. Mm-hmm. If we weren't influencers and we never went on TV, what career would you have right now?
I'd be doing the same thing that I'm doing. Just I would be making significantly less money. So like acting is my main thing. Acting and dance, two things I still do. So I'd be trying to make a living just off of that. And I would still be bartending. That's literally what I'd be doing. I'd be auditioning until the day I die and doing like, dumb small things and trying to find happiness within it. Or maybe I would have like gone into like teaching dance because this hit, you know, and be dancing as much. But I'd be like probably auditioning for like dance on Broadway and stuff like that. I don't know. But pretty similar to what my life looks like now.
I mean, if y'all don't know, I got my degree in fashion merchandising and I always wanted to move to New York and work in fashion. So like, that's what I did before I quit to become a model. So all this happened before TV. I never planned on being an influencer. So I feel like if I wasn't still modeling, I would be working in corporate fashion in some way.
Girly.
But I honestly feel like yours still is entertainment industry, but I feel like one way or the other, like we were going to be in the entertainment industry.
Meant to be.
I just feel
you
like
can't
I'm
see
just
bitches
saying,
like us and not have us in the light. Like, what are you talking about?
Meant to be on TV, shared with the world.
Come on. These energies.
Yeah. We're just natural performers, I think. That's how I feel about us.
1,000%. Like, if you watch any childhood videos of mine, it's giving she's a star. In the most humble way. Hope that answers your question.
Hope that helps.
Okay, ooh, I like this one. What's the best date you've been on? Share the deets. I have so many great first date stories or just date stories. But tell me yours first. Because you don't be dating like that.
I don't be. So, see, is it like best date because like the actual date was the best date? Or is it best date because like the chemistry and the vibes were like off the charts, you know?
I think both of those things go in hand, no?
No, because sometimes you've had like a really good date, like a really good activity, really good, like, but I haven't had one of those in a minute.
I think a date's good when the person on the date is adding to the fact that it's a good date. That's a good date means to me. Not just because he took me to the Eiffel Tower.
Not because it was
fun. Great date. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, it was a fun date. Didn't like the man, but what a great time I had. No. okay, one of my exes, T, he is a guy in Bachelor Nation, not my most recent ex, a different one that y'all never knew about. wait, you know who I'm talking about. And he took me to a restaurant. You know, I'm a big foodie, y'all. He took me to a restaurant where he knows the owner. So then...
Ooh, flex.
So that was hot. So then the owner comes over and he's like, order whatever you guys want. Like, I recommend this, this, and this. So like, we didn't even look at a menu. It was kind of just like, I'm going to bring over everything that's the best on the menu, all the best drinks, whatever. And it was honestly, it was the vibe. Obviously that part was like good. I love a good meal.
Yeah.
But like it was just like a, one of those connections just off the bat, like the rare, like you don't have that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we like went to another place and then we were like holding hands and then we had like a cute ass first kiss. And this is during COVID. So we had masks on, like walking from place to place. So I remember like for the first kiss, it was like, we're staring at each other. And then like, I pulled my mask down and then like he pulled his mask down.
Ew, not a COVID first date. That's
not yeah. And it was the vibes. It was the energy. It was just like, we just instantly hit it off. We both knew on the first date it was going to be a thing. So that was one of my best first dates. Unfortunately, I hate to give it to him, but
how did that?
And then it crashed and burned 3 months later.
But that's like the time though. Do you know about the 3 month rule?
Yeah, no, that is literally. But we were like a not official, but okay, exclusive, whatever you want to call it. I hate that. But
if
3 months
or not,
is
you crash and burn after 3 months always. And I love the 3 month rule because then that's about all I can take.
No, because I feel like the ones that are like that kind of a spark at the beginning, like that intense at the beginning, those are the ones that crash and burn in 3 months.
They always burn bright and then dim really fast. Yeah,
burn bright, die fast. Okay, what about you? What was your best date ever?
Okay, so Chelsea and I were actually just talking about this last night on FaceTime when things that happen to me are giving like movies every single time. And Chelsea's like, I'm starting to believe if this stuff is real or not. I'm like, it is. Like, I have proof of everything. I can document somehow. But I actually have proof of this, and this is why I'm going to tell you the story because I decided I'm not telling Chelsea anything unless I have proof to back it up because this is my moments happen. But I'm going to actually send you a video of this because you need to see this guy. So... this is right before COVID. It's not during COVID, but I met this guy and we like chatted, whatever. And then we went on a first date. We had a movie meeting and then a movie first date. I'm going to tell both like really quickly. So we met and this is real. I was dancing. I'm like having fun. Whitney Houston's on. I'm dancing. Oh, I want to dance with somebody. It's for Jayshon. We went to college together. His birthday. We're all dancing. It's crazy. Like we're having fun. Whitney Houston's on. If you guys don't know, that's my mother. I love her. I look over and there's this guy. He's white. I do like black men though. He's white and he's like foreign. Like he's from some foreign country. So we're like dancing. Like he's dancing over there. I'm dancing over there. But I look over and he's dancing just as hard as I am to Whitney Houston. I go, that's my husband. Okay. So I go over to him and I'm like, hi, like us. And then we just keep dancing. Don't know his name. We dance the entire Whitney Houston song. I go, who are you here with? He goes, oh, my family. He turns around. It's his mom, his dad, his brother, and his brother's girlfriend. We're having a great time. An hour later, his brother proposes to his girlfriend. I'm there. So his whole family is visiting. I think they're from Switzerland, but I'm not for sure. It's somewhere like near Switzerland or somewhere in Switzerland, whatever.
Was this a bar?
This is at Mr. Purple. So do you know? You know, like the outside area at Mr. Purple by the pool, how it like overlooks the city. That's where it happened, right there.
Oh my god!
Yeah, so like they're like hugging. I'm hugging them. I'm saying congratulations. I don't know these people. Great. So he's like, we're leaving. Obviously, we have a dinner. We're gonna celebrate. Like, I'd love to take you out or go out with you, whatever. I was like, I'll take you out because you don't know anywhere. We go to La Esquina. That is
Esquina.
La Esquina,
like
yeah,
the dancy place underneath the Mexican restaurant.
Yes, guys, that is a speakeasy in New York. You have to go. It's so cute. Whatever. So we get there. He's like, I'm outside? Question mark. And because it's dingy looking, it looks like a taco stand.
A taco spot.
Yeah. So we go underneath, whatever, and it's dancy. Like it is like you've been there. So it's like just music playing. Him and I are dancing. He loves to dance. He calls me his dancing queen. I need to send you the videos that we sent to each other for months. Anyway, we're dancing. This couple goes, hey, how long have you guys been together? And I'm like, oh no, like we just met. They're like, oh, it seems like you guys have been together for years. Like it was magical. The bartender sends us shots. The DJ's playing our song, asking what we want to hear. Crashed and burned. Because obviously he lives not here. So we we took videos for a while and sent videos back and forth to each other. Like if this man magically popped back up, I'd marry him tomorrow. Like I have so many moments like that of perfect men that I met that don't live here in America.
Wait, but why was it like the perfect first date? Because of the vibes and like the dancing?
Because he dances, he listens to Whitney Houston. I approached him. I met his whole family. Like, he didn't live here, so it was like no expectation. I knew it wasn't going to work, so I could just be myself. Like, it was just so nice.
And that's exactly why it was your perfect first date. You're like, there's no chance of this going anywhere.
No commitment level. So it was perfect for me.
Okay, cute. I like this one. We kind of talked about this a little, but like, whatever. When is it okay to talk about finances when you're dating? Like, when's okay to like bring it up and have conversations about it? I have a lot of thoughts.
Let me just say, disclaimer, I can learn a lot from this conversation because I don't know when it's okay. And every time I've ever found out, I should have asked a while ago. So you take this one.
Okay. I would love for the first few months, at least before we're official, that both of our finances are so much in order that we don't have to talk about them. I feel like you only have to talk about finances when it's an issue. Like, why do we need to talk about...
You look so bitchy right now. If you guys are listening on the podcast, her face is mad as fuck.
I'm just like, we're grown. There's no reason to talk about finances before they start affecting me. Like, I don't need to know what's in your pockets because we're both good. As long as you can pay your rent and pay the bills, like, that's got nothing to do with me. Mm. Until we, like, when we move in together and my finances start being intertwined with your finances, like, they're related, that's when I feel like you need to talk about it. But also, it's not so taboo that you have to wait till you move in together to talk about. Like, I feel like you can casually talk about it, like, once you're official. But before official, I feel like, what are we talking about? Why do we need to talk?
So, for me... Guys, I'm going to bring back an old player, okay? Airport, okay? One of the reasons why we didn't work out is because he's like a very frugal man and it became uncomfortable after 2 dates. So it was brought up immediately in that scenario, in that situation, because he wanted to split the $36 bill. And he's like, well, I'm saving for my future. And I just feel like the way New Yorkers spend money is very like la-li-la, like no one's thinking about their 401k or their retirement plan. Like, so that became an immediate discussion. So, cause that affects the relationship right away. So I get what you're saying in that sense. But for me, I just feel like you need to make sure when it comes to, you don't even have to know exactly what's in their pocket, but you guys have to be like similar when it comes to spending. Like you have to make sure you're financially compatible with someone. That matters the most. Like,
no, it does. Because
if I can afford to randomly take a trip to Mexico or whatever because I'm stressed and I'm sad, or there's like a discount on the flights or whatever, like I'm like, oh my God, flights right now to Mexico are like $400 round trip. Like we should go and then we should spring for this. And he's like, no, because I don't think we should take a vacation outside of the vacation months that I set on our calendar. We're not financially compatible. So, yeah, I feel like that needs to be kind of talked about early if you see a future with someone or you want to spend
That's
time
true.
With them even.
But in your scenario with airport, like, it was brought up early because it was a problem. Like,
you ate that.
That's why. That's so why. If it hadn't been an issue.
To him, it wasn't a problem. It was a problem to me because I was like, why can't you pay the $36 bill for wine?
But I like what you said about being financially compatible is so true though, because a lot of people look at money and treat money so differently. Like, and you and I were talking about this because you're like, I would like to be a little bit more financially responsible like some of my friends. And like the way you view money is just different than me. Like it all stems from how we all grew up and like how we value it and just, yeah. And it's also like an emotional thing. Like a lot of people are emotional spenders because they want to feel better. And like, it makes them feel better to have stuff because they grew up poor and they couldn't have it when they were younger. Yeah. Or like they grew up poor and now they don't want to be poor again. So they're very frugal. Like it's just all connected and money is just like such a touchy subject for a lot of people. So it's just like, yeah, the financial compatibility thing.
I love having like financial conversations and I love financial literacy and all that stuff matters. But I think, so I don't want to date anyone that spends money the way that I do or work to foreclosure. So I don't want that.
I want to be the irresponsible spender.
Not even irresponsible. I think I just want, because that's why like I'm currently looking for an accountant, because I just need a better understanding or better like money management when it comes to a lot of different things, because I didn't grow up with like literally a nickel behind me. Like me and my family grew up like very, very poor. Poor is like crazy because we were like eating. We had a roof over our head. I could still do activities and go on like my eighth grade trip. Like that was fun. But like there wasn't money for like extras. Like my family didn't buy me a car when I was 16 or anything like that. So for me, the way that I spend money now, I'm like, since I can like take myself on these trips and do nice things, like I just take it a little bit further. Like when I got an apartment, I could have got a cute apartment, but I got the nicest one I could find. Like, you know what I mean? Just because I'm trying to spoil the kid, like the childhood in me. So I just want to find somebody who can balance me out, not someone that's going to bring me down.
Yeah. But I mean, it is better to talk about it earlier than later, because then all of a sudden you're already in love. You're moving in together and you realize
your boyfriend
y'all are on the same page. But if you're cheap, I think you would have noticed that beforehand. And if it's something that's important to you, like before I had never put like, I had a list of like all the things I wanted in a future partner. And I never put anything about finances on there because everyone I've dated in the past, it wasn't an issue. And so I didn't even think to put it on there. And then when it became an issue with like future partners, I was like, oh shit, this is important to me. And I didn't know. I knew, but I didn't know.
You didn't know, no. Yeah.
No, because it'll ruin your relationship. Like it's not. It will. That's
marriages,
like just.
All that stuff.
People, I think. I think in marriage, like the two things that people fight over the most is like money and doing and household chores. That's like a fact. So
but
it's
when
just
you have a lot of money, you don't care about that stuff.
The goal is to just like have a shit ton of money and not have to have it be an issue.
I want to focus on love, travel, and then us arguing about the fact that I don't want kids. I don't want us to be fighting about who's paying the gas bill this month. Like, baby, that's not. That shouldn't be
that's a big one too. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Next question.
Okay.
It's my turn.
You pick. Yeah. It's your turn. It's your turn.
This one's very hard and people always ask you and I to do this and we can never do it. Every Q&A I say it and it's always a long thing. Narrow down top three essential qualities in an ideal partner.
It is hard.
We've done this so many different times and we end up saying 9 things that we want. And one day we're going to narrow down our 3 and it probably won't be today, but let's do it. Let's try.
Okay, I'm going to try for just 3.
Okay.
Top 3.
I'll go.
I'm thinking. Okay.
Okay. Top three. Loyalty. Humor. And, like, I need someone who's, like, passionate about life. Because within that, it's, like, you're passionate about your career, your goals, what you're doing. There's just passion behind everything that you do. Because if you're passionate, you're kind of more likely to be successful in a lot of different avenues in your life. So for me, it's humor, loyalty, and passion. Like, just passion in your life.
Okay, and wow. You got okay. three. That was great.
Because I was going to say a fourth, but I'm like, I think I can leave it there.
I think.
But also kindness really matters.
So much. That was going to be one of mine. So for me, damn, loyalty is important.
It's okay. Only because I've been like just.
Well, yeah.
Not that. See, I let that go. I was going to say I want to find like that kind of person that is always by you. Like they don't like you're like, this girl was like not very nice to me. He goes, well, maybe she was. No. I want the kind of man that's like, fuck that bitch then. Like, oh. You know? Oh.
Okay. For me, I would say honesty. Mm-hmm. Which I feel like is all encompassing with like authenticity, like being genuine, transparency. Like that's honesty mm-hmm. is like top tier for me.
Wait, yeah, I want honesty instead of loyalty.
Sorry, you picked your three. Okay, honesty.
Damn it. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, wait, because I really need someone that's like funny.
Like I couldn't do it. I don't care if your prince is fucking charming. If I can't fucking belly laugh with you, no.
I know. Okay, but that'll okay. I'll try to lump them in a way. So far, honesty. Okay. I really want someone that's very kind. And I think there's a big difference between kindness and being nice. Yes. So I really want someone that's like kind and in general, like not just to me, but to everybody, like to strangers, to your mom, to everybody, to my friends. Like you're just kindness, a kind hearted person. Go. All right. Mm-hmm. And then how can I phrase this? A genuine like curiosity for the world. Like your outlook is like you are curious about life and you like have a like a an appetite, desire, like a zest for life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it's not even learn, it's like do things. Like it's like an experience. Like you want to go see the world, you want to travel, you want to go do things, you want to go to new restaurants. Like that little thing in somebody is like not something you could teach. Like it's something that you have or you don't. And I just feel like I want someone that has a curiosity for life. Yeah.
Yeah.
So but I also need like, you to be smart and funny. Sorry.
Dude, I know. That's why I'm like, those three, yeah. But like, I would switch out loyalty with kindness. But then I'm like, would I? Because I've never had a man be super loyal to me. So I would need loyalty. But I would also need kindness. Because manners, you know how much manners fucking matter to me. Like, I love a man that is so well-mannered. That's why I like your
Okay, human. But hear this. If they're kind, they're going to be loyal. Because kind-hearted people are thinking about how things affect you.
True. Okay, yes. I'm going to switch out loyalty with kindness, period. Now, when I say passion, should I switch out passion for spontaneity? Because that matters.
No.
Because I feel because like you could be,
well, you could be really passionate about something and, like, not good. Like, there's plenty of passionate, starving artists, you know? Like, there's passionate DJs that are out here in Bushwick, and you're not going to date him. But he's got a passion.
So take passion out. I don't mean passion. I just mean, like, when I say passion, I mean just an over, like, passion.
I know what you mean.
Like, you want to live your life in, like, the best way possible, but then also, like, fuck, like, I need someone spontaneous because I'm always switching it up, and if you're not, I would leave you because I'm bored. Like, notice I just,
That's true. No, I think my overall theme for the person is that I just want to be impressed by someone. Like, I want a man that impresses me. Like, I want to look up to my partner in a way where I'm like, wow, I really, like, admire you, and I like appreciate the person that you are, and I want him to look up to me and be like, wow, like it's like when both parties think I'm so lucky, like I'm out of my league, like that's what I want to meet a man that's impressive and me to be like, wow, I can't believe I have him, and then vice versa, and we're both just equals, and that's what I want.
I feel that. I always want, like I say that, I always want someone that makes life feel like a fairy tale. Like I want to be like, I cannot believe I'm living this. Like this feels like something I could have only dreamt of. Like that's what I really, really want. Like the kind of man that is just so romantic. He is always dating me and like doing new things and showing me new experiences. It's like so bad. Like
the list.
Have to, like it's going. I know.
But the list goes on and on.
I know. I have to teach men how to love me and how to be romantic. But the right man like, is just going to, like, want to get me flowers every week.
Oh, yeah.
I want to plan little random dates. Like, I'm going to come home and he's going to be like, I set up, like, a movie night in the living room. We're having a date. Like, that's what I want.
Oh, because I love chivalry and a gentleman, too. Like, that's so hot to me.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
You do the next one.
Yeah. Okay. This is good because we can give people some transparency. Do you have a sponsor for the podcast? And how does it all work being able to be paid for all of your work?
Yeah, let's really talk about this, y'all. We're going to be very honest.
Yeah, so we do not have a sponsor right now. We're currently not making any money off the podcast. Not really. Not like, you guys hear those little, hey, we make dimes. You guys hear those little ads. They make pennies per listen. So, like, we're not making any money off this podcast. So we're not really being paid for all the work that we do right now, but it is an investment kind of situation. Like, we knew that you gotta put in kind of some work in episodes. Some people work for years on podcasts before they make money off of them. Cash doesn't want to do that, but obviously we all want to make money. But Cash and I, should I tell them that we both,
go ahead.
Cash and I both secured new management.
Yay. Little disclaimer, guys, I've had 7 different agencies in the last 3 years. My goal is to find an agency that I can stay with for over a year and actually make money with them and be happy. So when we say we found new management, social media management is what we were like originally looking for. Like, someone to help us like manage our, not only our Instagrams and all of our other channels, but also like opportunities that you get throughout influencing. Like, people are getting like brand trips, hosting gigs, TV shows, like all of that stuff is through influencing, and you need a good team for that. And we found a team.
Yes, we found teams, and mine's different. I've been with the exact same manager for the past 3 years since I got off the show. Mm-hmm. So it couldn't be more opposite from your experience, but it was time to move on. Like, fresh set of eyes, fresh everything. Like, I want to do more things. I want to level up. I want to do more and different things. So I think it's gonna be great for both of us. But the reason I brought this up was because we are gonna have our management help us look for a new podcast team to help us pitch this podcast, pitch this concept to people. And then hopefully we'll get a team behind us where we can really make it big and bad and amazing and get paid.
Yeah. I told That's you guys, like, I'm very willing to move back to New York if that is, like, if it makes sense. Like, if we sign with, like, example, Barstool Sports, obviously that's probably not where we're going to sign. But if we sign with Barstool Sports and they're like, we only want to sign you guys if Cache is in New York because we have a lot of opportunities here. Here's an advancement check for her to move here. We want her here. Bitch, I would be on a flight tomorrow. Like, I don't have any, like, qualms about moving back to New York, but I see no reason to live in New York right now. I see myself, like, just experiencing new things in new cities. But the goal for us is to, like, sign a media company, make more money, be able to be, like, more creative on the creative side of things instead of having to do everything on our own. So to answer your question, we don't make a fucking dime. We do this because we love it and we love each other. And
we love you guys.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Period.
Okay, next question. I have one. Okay.
Okay.
Best advice for single Black girls in their 20s. I have a really good one, but I want you to go first.
Oh, okay. Single Black girlies in their 20s.
Do you want me to go first?
I was really thinking about it because, like, I wasn't really single for much of my 20s.
That's why I wanted you to go first, because I want you to think about, like, if you could go back and do it.
If I was.
Because now you're experiencing more of, like, single life. And, like,
right.
Do you want to experience being single in your 20s? Do you have any qualms about it? What would be advice since you did it opposite?
Right. I think my best advice for just all girls in their 20s when it comes to, like, men and dating is just to, like, take it less seriously. That's the only thing I would tell myself if I could, like, go back in time or whatever. I took it all so seriously. Like, it was just, and I don't know, I've always been, like, kind of serious about men and dating, and, like, we've talked about this, but I wish I kind of just was like, chill out. Like, you're so young and, like, have fun with it. Like, flirt with people. I mean, I kissed a lot of people. I wouldn't tell myself to kiss more people. I'm good there. But I think I just took everything a little bit too seriously. And, like, my younger self, I would be like, relax. Nothing is that serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. My but I don't regret. Sorry. I just don't regret the way I spent my 20s, though. Like, I don't wish I was single the whole time. Like, I don't regret my relationships and stuff. I think I would still do that again.
Yeah, I don't think we should regret anything we do in our lives.
Yeah.
My advice is specifically for the Black girlies. In your 20s, I would say be open to trying and experiencing new experiences that maybe you have not seen your parents, who are two Black parents in a black household. I would be willing to try new things, because for me, that like really has completely changed my life and my perspective. Like, a lot of things I learned later, because I wasn't super open to trying new things and experiencing new things, but I learned a lot about culture and people and different places and experiences. And for me, it's since my family didn't have money to travel, I got that through experiencing different people and different cultures in my small hometown and stuff. But I learned a lot about being loved in different perspectives from not only dating men outside of my race, but just being open to talking to men outside my race, or like going scuba diving. Like, I heard from a lot of Black people, they're like, that's not a Black activity. Like, be willing to scuba dive or go horseback riding or apple picking. Like, I think we just
That's annoying. Like, no, I hate when people say that about.
Oh, yeah.
I hate when people say that about activities.
I know, I agree, but
it's stupid.
I'm just saying my upbringing, it was a lot of like, oh, that's white people shit, or only white people do that. And I'm like, I'm glad that growing up, I didn't let that stigma stop me from doing different things, because I got a lot of life experiences in my 20s, like a lot of it, you know? So I would just be open as a Black woman in your 20s, just be open to things, open to new experiences and stuff.
That is good advice. Like, don't worry about people judging you, or like even the black community judging you for what you're doing. Like, live your life, do whatever. I think like people that are Gen Z and like younger than us, I probably have it better, because everyone's a little bit more open, fluid, everything. Yeah. So it's probably different. Nicer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I don't have that many left. You want to do like one more and then end it? There's one I want to do. What is the most embarrassing thing that a guy has ever done on a date with you? I will start, because I went on a date this week and something embarrassing happened.
I was just going to say, if you don't say what happened on your date, then that would be weird.
Okay, I feel bad, because I was on a date with this guy and his nose started bleeding like while we're at the table. And like normally, like stuff like that doesn't really bother me, so I wouldn't be like, oh, that's so embarrassing. But then he kept being like, this is really embarrassing, I'm so sorry. But he also like wasn't leaving the table. Like he just
didn't get up. That's
no, he just kept like picking up napkins and being like, and then like grabbing napkins and then like replacing them with the blood everywhere. And then at one point I'm like, oh, I was like, oh, it's fine, I'm not like squeamish about blood, because blood doesn't bother me like that. But then I saw like a fresh stream like come straight out of his nose, and I was like, oh God. So then I'm like, do you want to go to the bathroom? Like, what? So then he goes to the bathroom and he's in there for 15 minutes. Like, he texted me from the bathroom like 10 minutes in and was like, I'm so sorry about this. This is so embarrassing. And I was like, damn it. This is low key embarrassing. And the worst part is the poor guy cut himself shaving his face before the date. Like, he was shaving his mustache so he would like look nice on the date. And he cut himself, and that's where the blood was coming from. So it wasn't like a nosebleed, but it was also really awkward. I don't know why he sat there for so long. I was like, get up, go clean yourself up.
No
damn.
Way.
Yeah. Okay. Also, another guy, he was like a big bike rider. Like he not city bikes, like he had a bike in Brooklyn, and he would like always ride it places. And like on one of our dates, this isn't funny, like it's kind of fucked up. He didn't get hit by a car, but he like, I don't know if it was like he was in the bike lane, they like opened the door and he had to swerve, it was like something like that. Okay. And he like crashed on the way to the date. So like he showed up with like his wobbly wheel and like his arm bleeding and shit, and I was like, wait, are you okay? But also this is like kind of embarrassing, because you know, like I feel like people say that guys getting on bikes in general is just like an ick. So it's like a guy falling on a bike. Like,
wait, it wasn't a motorcycle?
No, it was a bike. It's not a motorcycle. Because
in my
bike.
Mind, it went back to motorcycle. I'm like, that was a motorcycle and he still showed up. That's so hot. But if it's a bike,
no, a
it's
not. Bicycle. A bicycle.
Don't say it like that. Ew.
Just imagine a bicycle and like a Brooklyn guy. And like, yeah, I was like, wait, that's kind of embarrassing.
I just have icks. Like, that made me never see them again. It's not embarrassing. Like, that's just, you'll never see me again. Well, no, sorry. What? Obviously, the one ick you guys all know, the $36 split, is embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
That's embarrassing. But the ick that I got, I was on a date with this guy and he was a surgeon, which surgeons mean cha-ching, right? Not, I wasn't on a date because he was a surgeon. I was using him. I just thought he was attractive. Found out he was a surgeon on the date.
Okay.
We're at a Mexican restaurant. I love Mexican food, whatever. When you order tacos, it always comes with a side of rice and beans, okay? Love rice and beans, okay? He finishes his food. I'm a lady, so I was taking my time. Let that be known. I was taking my time. I eat my tacos, a little bit of rice, a little bit of beans, right? A little bit, you know, dabble, dabble, dabble. This man goes, are you going to finish that? I don't answer because I'm chewing. I go, oh. And then as I'm about to say, yeah, I'm going to eat my fucking rice. He picks up my rice. They're in small little bowls. He starts eating my rice. But the ick is he tilts the bowl up.
No.
Takes his fork and he's scratching the bottom to get every grain in his mouth.
Was this man starving? Did he work a 24-hour shift and he didn't have any food? What's going on?
And again, this is why I tell you guys, manners matter to me so much. Like, manners and proper etiquette, like, really matter to me. Like, that is not okay to ever do. One, to just eat my shit. Two, to scrape the bottom of the bowl. Also, no. Like, let me eat. Oh my God, it was the biggest ick. I guess you can say it's embarrassing when he was
that is
plate in front of everyone.
Scraping it into his mouth is babe, crazy. It's one thing to be like it's like the bag of Doritos and he's like getting the last few crumbs.
Oh my God, ew, ew. See, that is just an ick. Like, that's so, like, I get it. Like, yum, but don't do that.
Or when people, I mean,
like, are scooping their fingers in the bottom of the
ew.
The bag of chips and like licking it and like it's gone. It's gone.
I would do that at home in the comfort of my own house, not in front of people.
Duh, bitch. I'm gonna get the last piece. But
right?
Like, not in public.
But on a date, I thought you were going to say scooping your fingers, because some people put like their like fingers in like queso or like a guac to get like the last of it. I'm like, bleh.
That's fucking gross too. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, it is. Wow, okay. That was sufficiently embarrassing.
Fun, but that was not a fun note. It was more like, we're mad as fuck. Like, don't
embarrass us. Okay, these were great questions, guys. And this was a longer episode.
Yeah.
You got a long episode. This is almost, it'll be 45 minutes, maybe.
No, when we ended, there was a lot of my brother in that we'd have to cut out the long pauses in between looking for questions.
All right, well, it's
35 minutes.
No, it'll be a good 40. Good 40. Okay, amazing. Well,
whether you're in the streets,
in the house,
or on the sidewalk,
you're always welcome here.
Come on, baby. We love you guys. Hopefully
I forgot to say follow us. Duh. Follow us at On the Sidewalk Pod, even though we haven't been posting much, but we're going to post more stuff soon. And at Chelsea Vaughn, at Cachet Proudfoot, and subscribe on YouTube.
Also, if you guys know of any men for foreplay that live in New York, hit us up. Your brother. Ooh. Yo, daddy.
Smart. A
your
little
best friend.
Referral. Okay.
A little referral. We're going to put like a link for that in our bio. I'm going to
perfect.
It.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Tara Schmidt, a registered dietitian and host of On Nutrition, a podcast from Mayo Clinic where we dig into the latest nutrition trends and research to help you understand what's health and what's hype. There's a lot of wild stuff out there, so we'll be keeping it science-based, research-informed, and practical. Mayo Clinic's On Nutrition, new episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.